This first hour here is just a little bit filled with action, this first hour. We have a presentation we are going to give you. And it has to do with a graphic representation of the gold problem map. That thing you have been sitting with, worrying about, and being upset about for the last couple of hundred trillion. I've decided you've been punished enough. I'm sorry, a space opera phrase is quick time. People of Earth, we come in peace, we bring a plowshare, not a sword. Anyway, what happens to an individual? He makes up his mind about something. He assumes an identity. He plays out that identity across a period of time, and it passes away. And where does it go? It goes into the gold problem map. He picks up another identity, and he plays that identity. And where does it go? It goes into the gold problem map. The gold problem map is a little bit bigger now, isn't it? Kicks his head in just a little bit more. And he assumes another identity, and he lives that identity through, and then that identity again becomes part of the gold problem map. By this time, he's getting a reactive bank, so that any time he hears a spoon drop, he thinks it's the bulls. Anytime that he accidentally stubs his toe, he knows it's karma. About this time, he's ready to join the eye that will arise, passing his checks, and be careless. And he picks up another identity, and he lives that life through, and commits a lot of overts in that life, and it passes away, and the mass of that life is added to the gold problem mass. And this goes on and on, over and over, and over and over, and over and over, and over and over. Finally, the gold problem mass gets very big. So big that you're having a hard time sitting in that chair. Where is this gold problem mass? In your immediate vicinity in every case. It is the reactive mind. Told you about the reactive mind in 1950. This is the reactive mind. This is it. All right, then what do we do about that? We come along, we find the dynamic. We've got to get this guy auditable first. That's very necessary. Then we find his dynamic that he's committed these overts on. And then we have to find the item that comes from that dynamic. And then we have to find the goal that comes from that dynamic. And that goal is the kingpin. There are several of these goals, by the way. You do the same thing over and over in auditing. But that goal is the bottom of a large chunk of this GPM. And then we audit it out by listing the items that are in the GPM, and they depart hence. Actually, they simply vanish. And as we list these things out, the GPM gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then it vanishes too. And we have a clear. Is the first goal clear? Second goal clear? Third goal clear? About that time you have what's been called theta clear. Then there's your fourth goal clear, your fifth goal clear, your sixth goal clear, and you're moving on up into operating Thetan. And that's all there is to it. We've got the road taped, and we're doing it, and we've done it, and we've done it, and done it, and we know we can do it, and we can do it with you. Okay?
You want
applaud quite so loud when you first pass in the first somatic to accompany this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure then to present this representation of the Gold Problem Act.
I present it.
First thing that is required is that an individual be auditable. I think that's quite important. I think it's important that somebody be able to sit in a chair. I think that's first requisite. There's an awful lot of people can't do that. Have you ever met anybody who couldn't sit in a chair for a little while? And there are a lot of people who have other difficulties, such as they can't hold the cans. You know, they... Very hard to read through. And the other people that you say, well, what have you done? They say, what have you done? And the individual says, well, I haven't done anything really. And you say, well, how about an overt? You ever commit an overt against your family or anything like that? And the fellow says, no. No, as a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever done anything to anybody in my whole life. Depends on that tiny germ of responsibility to get an individual on the road. That tells us that not everybody in the world at this time will ever get clear. There are chaps around who aren't taking that responsibility. Did you ever notice that? There are fellows who don't take the responsibility at all. Did you ever notice that? Have you ever said to anybody, you know, Scientology, you could use Scientology. Wouldn't you like a little auditing? You have this pain in your stomach, this pain in your head, the migraine, the ulcers, that sort of thing. I think maybe we could do something for you. The individual says, that stuff? Quackery. Well, be content to leave a GPM sitting there. Don't overstrain yourself. He's not auditable. I dare say there are people in this audience whose immediate relatives and friends have said to them, why are you fooled around with those people? Here we have been working all these years to aberrate you. And you, you ungrateful hound, don't appreciate it. Look at all we've done for you. We've kept you from doing the things you want to do. We've restrained you from the terrible danger of yourself. And you don't appreciate it. You shouldn't be fooling around with those people, those Scientologists. You shouldn't be fooling around. It'll come to no good end for us. Of course, I'm afraid that for us is sort of understood on the end of the paragraph. It's very dangerous to fool around with the human mind. Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows anything about the human mind. And it's very dangerous. You shouldn't inquire into this sort of thing. Because if you inquire too deeply into this sort of thing, you might find out something that you don't want to know. And besides, it takes 12 years to make a psychiatrist. And even at the end of 12 years, they can't cure anybody. So what do you mean? What do you mean thinking that you can go down to these people and take a course for 2-3 months and wind up doing anything for anybody? You know this is a presumptuous on your part. Besides, we've been working all these years to get you good and aberrated and under control, and you're now doing everything we want you to do, just sitting there doing nothing all day. And you want to undo all this. Well, now take this fella Hubbard. Huh. Has he got a degree? Has he got a third or fourth degree? Has he? Has he been a psychiatrist? Can he electric shock people? No. That proves it. That proves it. Besides, what does he know about it? Can he enslave people? Does he make people worse? Therefore, he can't qualify for the medical profession, can he? My doctor told me something about this. He said that the whole medical profession had had to take over Dianetics and were now using it. So what are you doing with these Scientologists? You say pathetically, but man can be better. Things can be better. I would like to feel better. I haven't been feeling well lately. In fact, the more I talk to you, the worse I feel. And this is probably something I ate, but I happen to have just noticed it. And I want to see if I can't maybe help out my fellow man and be better myself, and I think that is laudable. You've heard, is there money in it? You're not likely to make any money doing that. Money, that's more important. And besides, you are a trained journalist or mechanic something, and you shouldn't have anything to do with that. You have no aptitude for it. And the best thing for you to do is forget the whole thing and just sit there like you were before, nice and apathetic and not bothering us. Well, thank you for not listening. Thank you for not listening to all that good advice, those of you who have heard it. And one of these fine days, maybe we'll get even those. Maybe their defenses are down that particular day, and we say, well, here's a pair of cans. You seem rather apathetic. Maybe you can hold on to them today. And we work it up on a gradient scale that doesn't require them to take any responsibility for their own acts and at the same time not get off just motivators. And we work them up to the first cognition. The first cognition. That they themselves have actually done something in life. They've actually done something. It wasn't all done to them. And that, of course, is your bridge point. That is the point of departure. It seems to me rather interesting, extremely interesting, that we've come as far as we have in a world which could prove itself as hostile as it is, and that we find ourselves a group of decent people well on our way with the technology necessary to complete the job. I've held you together for years with hope. And in this Congress, I give you the fait accompli. So thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being on our side. I like you. Thank you.